All right. Welcome to episode 3 of Yogurt Talking Wrestling. I renamed the podcast name Melanated Geek because, you know, I'm melanated and I'm a little bit of a geek. So I had to change that. And, this weekend I got something special scheduled on Sunday. I've been reading the book. I'm not going to spoil what it is. I'm making people wait, but I got a little book review coming on Monday or Sunday. So stay tuned for that, you know. Because wrestling isn't the only thing I want to talk about. Because wrestling is a dying industry. So I might as well just, you know, talk about other stuff besides wrestling, because once wrestling dies, which could be anytime soon, it probably won't be, but if wrestling just keeps dying, you know, I gotta have like a series to fall back on. So stay tuned for that. Also, you know, stay tuned for way more stuff coming out. Way more podcasts, you know. I got Raw review planned for Tuesday because I watched the show. When I'm done watching it, like 30 minutes or to an hour after. Well, this is what I'm doing for about 3 days. So I usually just watch it. Watch the show, and then after I watch the show, I might, like, you know, do something else and then record this, and then. It's always going to be scheduled for 8 o'clock in the morning, the day after I record. So I'm recording this. It's like, what, 10, about 10:30. And I'm going to schedule it to come out at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. So that way, you know, I can wake up at 8. See what happens to it, you know, if it blows up, if it goes crazy. And yeah. But let's get into this show. I'll say SmackDown, I haven't watched SmackDown in a while. I haven't watched any really wrestling in a while until this week. You know, SmackDown was summing up real quick before I review it. I just say, you know, it was most watchable wrestling I've seen all week. But let's get into it. So first thing that happened, you know, they did the stupid intro, stupid pyro, and this is, you know, Sasha Banks comes out, music plays, and I just get like, oh god, this show is just gonna suck. So. No music plays, and has a stupid belt. She, you know, she's built like a, like it's Bambi's playhouse, which you know what that is. Then you know what I'm talking about. But yeah, this chick is just built like a very anorexic transgender chick. She's just like one of the smallest women I've seen. I've seen some pretty skinny chicks, but Sasha, when it comes to Sasha Banks, she's like, she likes, when I see skinny chicks, even though they're skinny, they have like some okay features, some okay shape, but Sasha Banks is just like, it's just bone, probably penis underneath her pants. And yeah, she might be a man, but I guess that's not what this is about. So you know, Sasha, she comes out and she does her little. I think she says something. She probably. I think Adam Pearce was in the ring, and she says she opens up the contract because they're doing contract signing. She opens it up and Adam Pearce looks at her, and then there's no contract in the freaking. Book, and then they show Carmella on the screen, and then they say stuff, you know, call each other bitches and stuff like that. All women do in wrestling nowadays. You know, it was a good segment. It was good to see an actual storyline segment between women instead of just matches and stuff. You know, Impact and AEW, they just do matches. And the women in Impact are fat as crap. Like, at least in WWE, some of the women are ugly in the face, but at least they're not fat and gelatinous. And Impact is just, it's just fat, doughy, big bitches. It's just horrible. Chicks like Ty Valkyrie, Rosemary has gained weight in the past couple years. It's just horrible. Deonna Purrazzo isn't in shape, really. But yeah, you know. What happened next? Oh, and then they announced that they're going to face for the belt later on, which is just stupid. Like, you got a pay-per-view later, like, what, 2 weeks? And you're already spoiling a match on pay-per-view when the pay-per-view's in 2 weeks. So, like, why are you doing that? But, yeah, announced that they're going to face for the belt later on. And I'm like, okay, I watched the show all the way through. Because not only did they announce the title match, but I got to record the podcast too. So, yeah. And next, you know, Street Profits pop up. They had a... Because they always do promos for the matches. It's just annoying. But I kind of like this promo this time. Even though... Montez Ford might be gay. And Angelo Dawkins is just born. He just says fam, yeah, fam. He just says fam a lot. And that's pretty much his gimmick. And then Montez Ford is just screams like he's on meth or smokes crack or something like that. You know, they had it was a decent promo. It's better than New Day. New Day, people say they're gay. I don't even think they're gay. I think they do that gay, they do twerk. But their promos are just boring as crap. At least the Street Profits have some character, you know. You know, they're annoying. I don't really like them. I don't really care for them that much. They got some character, I'll say. You know, you show a kid the Street Profits, and then you know, the kids might like it. The New Day is just like, You have to turn the channel because they're gonna start twerking. I don't like kids seeing men twerking. That's disgusting. Well, yeah, and then they announced that Dolph Ziggler is gonna face the Street Profits. And then, you know, okay, match. First match. Lisa Show didn't start off with a match like Impact and AEW did. But, you know, okay. Let's see. So the match happened. I think in the middle of the match, the cups fell from the sky, and he started doing snow angels inside the cups. It was pretty weird. And then Ziggler won. So I guess that like heats up tension between the match at TLC, I think, where they're going to face for the belts. And then after that, Big E, Sami Zayn, they did promos backstage. Big E, he had this tight, I know he has muscles, but he could have found a bigger shirt that wouldn't have looked as tight and as fruity as this shirt did. Like, his shirt, he had, like, It was tight as crap. Like, it looked like the man had boobs. It was disgusting. I'm like, bro, you're a grown man, okay? You broke up with a New Day. Broke up from New Day, even though they could just go to SmackDown anytime they want, but broke up with the New Day. You got your own theme song, and you got chalk again, but you're still wearing tight shirts. Tight. It wasn't. I don't understand. It was like, you know, like a muscle shirt. Like, not a muscle shirt, but like a shirt. Like, you go to the gym, you might like a tap out type shirt. Like, you know, a shirt that if you had muscles, it would look tight. But this thing was. It was like a size. It's like a size M, medium size shirt. And his big estrogen filled tits were like he had like Z cups. It was disgusting. But yeah, I think he, you know, Sami Zayn, he was saying something. I think Sami Zayn is just, or was it just saying stuff about his belt? Because he's the same as he's a heel now. He's better than when he was with Babyface. But he's just, you know, he's just, he's kind of funny sometimes. Like at Survivor Series, I kind of like what he was doing in that match, Bobby Lashley. But same as him, he's just a weirdo now. And then, and they have a match. Another match spoiling TLC. And then, well, the match is right for TLC, but I'm assuming they're going to do that. But Big E, Sami Zayn fight for like 20 minutes. And then, you know, at the end they run around. Wait, in the middle of the match, Big E licks his hand, tries to slap Sami Zayn's butt, but Sami Zayn slips it out. Good for him. And, you know, Sami Zayn gets out the ring. He runs around, and they start running around the ring, going underneath the ring. And Sami Zayn tries to get Big E off of him. So, you know, he steps on his face, and he runs in the ring, and Big E loses by a count out. Because I guess they're trying to protect Big E, make him look good. And then, you know, Sami Zayn wins the match. And then, I guess it's going to lead, I guess they're feuding now. So they probably are going to face that Survivor Series. Or not Survivor Series, TLC. This was a big change. Or at least the Rumble. Or maybe they might not have, if they do face, they're probably not going to have Big E in the match. Because I feel like they're going to give him maybe a world title match or have him win a belt. Like later on, but not at TLC though. That's how I feel. But let's see what happened next. Oh, Bayley came on screen. She had makeup. She looked better than usual, even though she looks like freaking James Gandolfini or something like that. Ugly chick, and then another ugly chick. What seems behind her, Bianca Belair, you know, they say their dumb stuff. She pulls out a list. The list had something on it. I don't know. I was paying attention. And then Bayley runs off. And this is a pointless segment. You know, probably just filling up space. As usual. Because these bookers, most bookers in wrestling, they use freaking matches and segments just to, you know, fill up space. It was like, oh, okay, we got 2 hours to, we got 2 hours to freaking, to, you know, what is it? We got 2 hours to make a show. What we need to do? What we gonna do? And just like, oh, well, you know, just throwing some segments, some matches, you know, have Roman Reigns come out, chase some stuff, and yeah. Is just do that, you know, because we're getting paid no matter what. We work for Illuminati, you know. We're getting paid no matter what. Even though our show sucks, we're still getting paid somehow. People are still watching this crap. So yeah, we're just gonna throw a bunch of random stuff out, you know. Don't even make it good like how back then it was good. Even 10 years ago it was good. I don't even do that anymore. Just make it suck on purpose, you know. We're just smoking crack back here. Did my phone just... My phone really just died. Phone is, what the heck? Okay, my phone's acting retarded, but it's all good though. The heck? Okay, that's embarrassing. Edit that out. But yeah, the bookers, they're just freaking smoking crack back, probably taking too much freaking adrenochrome or whatever these freaking people taking WWE. Just make matches, make okay segments, and you know, do what you gotta do. Now AEW does the same thing, so I don't think it's because I'm not gonna do anything makes me a mark now like AEW. Impact, Impact, this sucks. AEW sucks. WWE sadly sucks. I've been watching for 10 years. It sucks. But yeah. Yeah, the bookers, they probably smoke weed and take adrenochrome backstage. That's why the show is just garbage. Or they just, I don't know. But, yeah, Bianca Belair, Rocket Bailey. She is a trainee, but she has a very big ass. You know, that's the ugliest crap, though. Kevin Owens has a promo on Roman Reigns. That's where Roman Reigns comes in. Kevin Owens comes to promo, talks about his family, how his family isn't in wrestling, and his family, he's going to use his family with your chairs, ladders, and tables to beat Roman Reigns. You know, it's okay promo. Kevin Owens, he's just loud, fat. I don't even know why he's even the main event scene. Cause I guess I know why. He just took everybody off of, took everybody off of SmackDown and just freaking put them on Raw, and now there's nobody really to face Roman Reigns. I guess Lars Sullivan is even on SmackDown, I think, so they can't even say him. But I guess Kevin Owens, they use Jey Uso a little bit. They're probably gonna use Big E. There was talk about Goldberg being there too. Baron Corbin's a heel, so he wouldn't be weird to see him face Roman Reigns. They took the Miz off there, which would have been cool to see Miz and Reigns. That would have been okay, even though we've seen it before, it would have been okay. But you know, Seth Rollins is there too, I guess. Otis, he's a joke. There's really nobody to face Reigns. They're just using Kevin Owens to fill in space between Mania, I feel like. And they're probably gonna have Jey Uso face Reigns again sometime down the line. So it's just like, why is Reigns the champ? And why is there nobody? Why did you take everybody off of SmackDown? Put them on Raw. Just, I guess, to boost ratings, but the ratings are still going down overall. So it's right. The ratings are gonna go down no matter what. So it's like, You might as well just not even try. Because even if it is good, even if it's okay, it's just, Raw is still 3 hours. Nobody's going to watch a 3-hour show. Really. So it's like, unless you're a mark. But, like, nobody's really going to watch a 3-hour show. So, like, why even try? But, yeah, you know, Kevin Owens promo. Talks about he's going to beat him up. Take a lot of chairs. Jey Uso comes out. And he gets whooped. He gets put through a table, hit with a couple chairs, and then when Reigns comes out, they tell him not to fight, so he just goes back. Kevin Owens goes back. Yeah, Kevin Owens goes back too, and he gets whooped as well. And then that was the end of that. And then the Rise Scavers faces Billy Kane, a mystery opponent. It's like, oh, who's it gonna be? And then it was just Natalya, and I'm like, okay. Y'all tease this for a week. Y'all tease this freaking thing for a week. And it's just Natalya. Y'all couldn't, they probably wouldn't have brought anybody back for this week match, but it should have been someone specialer, more special than Natalya. So yeah, you know, Riot Squad win in like 5 minutes. Nothing much. Otis and Chad Gable. Faces Nakamura and Cesaro. Ending was stupid, you know. Gable wanted to be tagged in. And he tagged in, and then
he got hit with the Kinshasa, and Otis just stood there like a fat idiot, and then they lost, which was suck. And then Corbin and Forgotten Sons were there. I think it was Wesley Blake and not Jackson Ryker, the other guy. I think Jackson Ryker's about to get fired. It was the other guy. I don't know his name. But, you know, they were there. They cut a promo. I forgot what Corbin talked about. So, something about Rey Mysterio. You know, they just use Rey Mysterio just to push, just to get beat up. Use Rey Mysterio and his son and Murphy. This is the dumbest thing ever. Rey Mysterio and Murphy. That whole storyline is just weird. It's like, okay, they hated him first. Murphy got beat up. Murphy got beat up. He got beat up by Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins is gone now. But before Seth Rollins left, Murphy was revealed that he's smashing freaking Rey Mysterio's daughter. So it's like, what? The whole thing is just weird. It's like, why are they dating? Unless I missed something. It's like, why are they smashing each other? Why is a Mexican chick smashing a dude from Australia? Why is that happening? And why are they all of a sudden friends with Murphy? Like what the heck? But, you know, they had a Corbin with the promo. It's okay promo. And in the main event, the almighty main event, you know, reason why I wanted to watch Carmella versus Sasha Banks for the belt, SmackDown Women's title. Match, it was, you know, it was okay. For women, like, I think the women wrestling matches, they can scream a lot, you know, because they don't know how to sell, so they just freaking scream. But yeah, you know, it was okay match. The ending was whack. All the endings in the matches were whack. Well, you know, it was all whack and the match. It wasn't really that much matches, actually. It was like, it wasn't that many matches compared to all these other shows I've seen this week. You know, all the matches were whack, you know, and first match ended to count out. I just had a clean ending, of course, but just saying, there was no clean endings. Well, you know, first match didn't count out. This second match ended with, you know, just no storyline at all. First match ended with freaking the tag team match ended with Otis just standing like an idiot. And it was a fake crowd noise. And then match ended to count. Yeah. I got distracted, my brother. Oh my God, I just spilled juice all over my bed. What the freak? That's annoying. Well, I'm cleaning that. Say how the match ended. What happened? It ended in a 5 count because somehow the ref wanted to count extra fast. For me, at least, I think he counted a little bit too fast, and you know, it ended in 5 count because Sasha Banks pushed her face on the ropes. And the 5 count, Carmella won by disqualification, so there's no title change. And she smashed a couple bottles over Spinks' face, and that was the end of the show, you know. It was a pretty whack ending. I wasn't expecting the title change anyway, so it was like, okay, I saw it coming, but whack. It was an okay show. I give it a C. Because, like, nothing really special happened. No storylines advances. Nothing new. No title change. But TLC is coming up soon. I will definitely have a review coming out for TLC. That's going to be, like, a thing, I guess. Pay-per-view once a month. Little bonus episode. But yeah, it was an okay show. It was easier to watch than
and back in AEW. It's the best wrestling I saw all week. So I don't like wrestling every day. I'm not a mark who watches wrestling 24/7 and who has replica belts posted up on their wall. I'm not that kind of mark. I'm just a guy, you know, who likes watching wrestling on TV when I get the chance. And I just decided to talk about it all of a sudden. So it's like, I'm not a mark. I'm not a match mark. I'm not an anti-smark even. I just like wrestling, you know. And I'm so tired. I hate to just talk for 20, 30 minutes straight. I've barely done that before. It hurts my throat. I feel like this podcast. This podcast is probably going to strengthen my vocal cords a lot. But, you know, if you enjoyed, please follow wherever you're. Please subscribe or follow wherever you're listening to this song. Notice it's everywhere. It's on Pocket Cast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. You know, if it's on Spotify, I guess follow. If it's on Apple, if you listen to this on Apple, subscribe. If you listen on YouTube, which I'm posted on there, subscribe. And have a good day. I will make a book review on Sunday, and it'll be amazing. So, goodbye.